Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand.
Hey everybody, Rod Peterson here. NFL season has kicked off and it's time you join the action. Come on down to Houston with Darren DuPont and me on the inaugural Rod Peterson Show VIP sports trip with Uniglobe Travel. We'll catch the Houston Texans and Denver Broncos at Energy Stadium, plus your choice of NBA games with the Houston Rockets home to the Phoenix Suns and Sacramento Kings. And if you're a real football fan, you'll want to join us for Texas State High School playoff action. All this, plus live Rod Peterson shows with Dupes and me. Are you sold yet? For more info or to book now, visit rodpeterson.com/trip.
Go from a fan of the show to star of the show. Send us your opinions now, and they could be discussed live on today's show. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada. Good morning, Canadian sports fans around the world. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show on this Thursday, September the 19th in the year of our Lord, 2019. It's episode number 77 of the program, coming to you from the bunker out here in gorgeous Western Canada. I'm Rod Peterson. He's Darren DuPont. If I'm Snow White, he's the Seven Dwarfs.
All seven?
All of them.
All right.
You're shorter than me, but you're not a dwarf.
Thanks.
We got in the bunker the Silver Fox, Kelly Rempel. Hi, Remps.
Hey, how you doing, Rod?
Because from what you looks like, you're dressed to do business today.
I am. Yeah. I even got a sports coat with me.
I love it.
Which I rarely ever wear.
Not on the air, though?
No.
For those that are listening.
While you're wearing that, I'm not wearing a sports
coat. Yeah, for those that are listening and not watching, of which there are way more people listening, we found out the other day when we did our analytics, DuPont's wearing a Blades shirt in honor of them being ranked the number three team in the country.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing an Edmonton Oilers jacket for no other reason than I like it. And I'm an Oilers fan.
Okay.
Hello to everybody in Calgary. Who's on the show again today? What's it
Gary
say down
Lawless,
here?
Gary Lawless, Dan Rasevich, Rob Vanstone.
Thank you. Ding, ding, ding. Three greats. Gary Lawless of the Vegas Golden Knights, Dan Rasevich of the Riders Hall of Fame, and Rob Vanstone from the Regina Leader Post. This is going to be, it's just going to be fantastic. And the reason I got Rempel in here for the warm-up is because we got him for a good time, but not a long time. You're leaving after an hour.
1 hour right? today, yeah.
Oh, and Matt Gourley from the Saskatchewan Sports Hall of Fame coming in. I'm excited about that. They got this traveling exhibit. The largest ever traveling exhibit in Canada is coming to Regina here next month. Later this month and next month. It's show number 77. The list of number 77 athletes is long.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that must be a long
and
list.
Mostly distinguished. Ray Bourque, Paul Coffey. What are you laughing at?
Mostly distinguished.
Well,
mostly.
Not all of them. Phil Esposito, Adam Oates, Pierre Turgeon, and then it kind of drops to the non-Hall of Famers, but still Hall of Famers in their own right.
Yeah.
Anson Carter, Victor Hedman, Cliff Ronning, Gary Unger. Do you remember the old St. Louis Blue, Gary Unger?
Boy.
I don't remember because I had his hockey card and his haircut was like a pumpkin. Gary Unger, the St. Louis Blues.
Mostly distinguished group.
Mostly distinguished.
Kirby Doc of the Blades. The
right. Thanks for that, Kirby Doc. You stop with the Blades. Which, there by the way.
Jeff Shatler.
Jeff Shatler of your Saskatchewan Rush. Listen, there's a reason I brought Remps in here again. It's going to be our hockey day, which just brings a warmth to the cockles of your heart, doesn't it?
I thought it was because of Trudeau.
Not going there. Quiet on this set! Guys in the think it's a movie up here. You always think I'm so mad. Well, I'm sort of mad, but not totally mad. These guys on the couch, they're yelling. I'm yelling. They're talking. Yeah, they're doing business over there. They're in the business of doing business. Why is my phone going off? Everything's happening. Topics. Hockey's back, right?
Yep.
NHL highlights. Oh, your boy Austin Matthews scored twice last night. Have you come down from the high yet?
He looked okay.
Clark's in there. You who? They lost. They lost. Leafs lost 4-3 to the Sens in Bathurst, Nova. Get used to it. Bathurst, New Brunswick. Habs beat Florida 4-3. No, that one was in Bathurst, New Brunswick. Where was the Ottawa-Toronto game?
Good question. Yes,
in Ottawa. Yes, Clark's yelling from the other side.
Earlier,
the Montreal Florida game was in Bathurst. I'm sorry. Yeah. Watching all the highlights, the Jets beat Minnesota 4-1. The Jets were due for some good news, and I guess they got it last night. And the Flames beat San Jose 6-4. Get ready for some big scores out there involving the Calgary Flames, like a lot of goals on a nightly business. It's not 85 Oilers, but it's still a lot of goals going to be scored with that. What are you smiling at?
No, it's good. I love it.
With the NHL starting, that means the CFL, as far as your sports networks go, are going to be sliding right off the table. Let's just say it like it is. That's where we come in and pick up the pieces, and we'll be talking a lot of CFL when it really matters here in the fall. So, Kelly, we'll get your thoughts on that, too. Trevor Harris practiced yesterday for the Edmonton Eskimos. Will he play Friday night in what I voted for is Canada's Game of the Week? So far, the respondents do not agree, however, on our Twitter poll and Facebook for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. What is Canada's Game of the Week? I put that up at early this morning. Calgary at Toronto, Hamilton at Edmonton, that's a Friday night doubleheader, or Saturday, Winnipeg at Montreal, BC at Ottawa. The runaway winner is the Bombers and the Alouettes. Runaway winner, 77.4%. For me, it's Ticats Eskimos.
That'd be mine, too.
Coming up today, our WHL East Division Power Rankings, and again, new sponsor, Sask Snow Beef, in. You know Ian. You met him.
I did.
Recently, yeah. At a Warrior game in Moose Jaw. He's just all over us. Well, you saw it. He put it on Twitter. It's like, everybody's got power rankings for football. Where's the damn junior hockey power rankings?
He's a passionate fan.
Very passionate. Which, as Clark and I were talking about earlier, this show's bringing back a lot of passion in sports. You know, people getting hot and bothered.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to this show, which I think I can handle. But be thinking about your East Division power rankings because there's a couple guys in the gym that I look forward to seeing every morning. And I'm not just sweating because I'm under the lights. I'm sweating because I just came from there.
Well, and you're fired up.
I'm fired up, but you don't sweat when you get fired up.
No, I never perspire.
You don't? Wow. I do that. It doesn't take much for me
cool
to
leak. Like a cucumber.
I'm a fat guy.
So am I, but I don't sweat.
No, I saw you in the alumni game. You were great. But anyways, a couple hockey guys this morning, I put to them in the gym, your thoughts on the East Division, you guys' thoughts on the power rankings, and we had a long chat on it.
Yep.
Let's not forget, Swift Current's not in the division anymore. Everybody forgets. It's Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Winnipeg is in the division. So coming up in hour one, we're going to get to those power rankings. And the Riders and the Sask Stock Growers have patched things up in the last 24 hours, which is great. I've spoken to both sides. It was a misunderstanding. There's no two ways about it. I think the Riders didn't really necessarily understand the sensitivity around this issue for Saskatchewan beef producers. Is that fair? That's fair.
Yeah, yeah. I would say, I mean, I don't think they should be thrown in the same cell as Charles Manson. But, I mean,
but
clearly probably weren't thinking about their marketplace, correct?
For sure. But they've patched things up. And again, I talked to the beef producers, and so many people have said it, like, Rod, why do you care? And it's, well, for one, the stock growers came to me. I come from the ag industry. That's where I started. It's where I got my first paycheck. I'm deeply steeped in the ag industry. So I got a stake in that, and then they think that I still have some influence with the Riders, which I don't. And that's the other thing. I don't answer to them anymore. I'm not affiliated with them anymore. That's what people need to understand. I'm fine with it. They're fine with it. I answer to the Rod Peterson Show Corp. Where's it? Right down here. That's who I answer to. I'm doing my job, which is getting numbers, getting ratings, getting sponsors, making us money. Right? That's what we do.
Yeah.
What did Todd or our sales guys say? We're in the business of being in business.
Well, there was a time when you and I used to do the sports cage together, where that was always hanging over your head all the time.
There was literally a banner over my head hanging over my head.
Yeah. Well, but it just, you always, like, I didn't care myself, but you had to be really careful about what you said, because in the contract, you have to be a cheerleader for the team. Well, you don't have to be a cheerleader anymore.
No, now it's not my job.
Now you can actually tell the truth or give your honest opinion instead of having to worry about
getting
dragged into the principal's office.
not be right, but I'm just getting roasted for talking about the crowd noise that I thought might have been played at the Ryder game on set. Just roasted for it. Listen, I'm not saying they intentionally pumped crowd noise into the crowd at Mosaic Stadium, but I heard something.
Actually, well, it doesn't happen by accident.
I heard it twice.
It doesn't happen by accident.
And the Alouettes actually reached out to me and said, you know what? We heard it too. So maybe they, I didn't say they were intentionally playing it to muddle up the Alouettes huddle. I didn't say any of that. I heard something. And all of a sudden, everybody's going just nuts.
But there's a difference between being a cheerleader and ripping the team. And we're somewhere in the middle now. Like, there's a difference between being objective or having an opinion
or just commenting on
issues and going completely the other way. And it's also different than being a cheerleader, too. The beauty of the show is we can be somewhere in the middle, right where we want to be.
Well, and that's one thing I said to a guy yesterday was, I haven't said anything here that I don't believe to be true.
Well, you defended John Ryan. I could think of three or four things right off the top of my head since we've been doing the show where you've clearly taken the Ryder's side. And if it was, you know, right down the middle, you've went to the side of the Ryders. But you know what? Oh, geez, here we go. This is the problem.
Get the rant stamp ready.
No, but I'm just, look, let's face it. Let's call it what it is. These sports people are so freaking sensitive about everything. I mean, if you say one thing that doesn't fall in line with what they would want out there, don't talk to us anymore.
Off with your head.
You know, you could say 10 nice things about a team, but you say one thing that might be just a little bit negative. Like, God forbid, you know, in a 10-2 game, you call it the way it is and say that they got their asses handed to them or something. Or maybe, you know, I will say that this general manager has done an excellent job this year, but the one time that he makes a trade that I personally think that I don't think they got fair market value, you can pretty much set your watch that unless your name is Peter Anholt of the Lethbridge Hurricanes, they won't talk to you the next time they see you.
They're seen Pete get heated up too.
Yeah, but he's one of...
He's classy about it.
Right off the top of my head, I tried to think of a guy that's probably... like maybe the nicest
super classy guy.
Right.
Yes, of course.
But I just get so sick and tired of that all the time. It's like the 25 nice things you said don't matter the minute that you say something that doesn't fall right into line with their, you know, with what they think. Or like, how dare you say something that's not 100% complimentary about my coaching? Well, I don't know. You haven't won a playoff series in 5 years, so, I mean, God forbid that I would mention that. Like, it's just ridiculous.
Rod's rant for Bronco Plumbing and Heating, taken over by the Silver Fox to be Kelly Rempel.
I'm fired up.
And by the way, Murray from Brandon has written in. He says, and I've seen your Facebook comments, Murray, on my columns, and Murray's a good guy. I believe he's originally from Esteban. That makes him a great guy by proxy. But he's in Brandon now. He says, these are the same people that got bent out of shape seeing Ryder fans eating a veggie burger. A lot of people in Manitoba, which, by the way, agriculture is the number one industry in Manitoba as well. I checked these things. They're saying that the beef producers are taking this too far and it's ridiculous. No, it's not. If you know any of them, there is a significant risk in agriculture. So many things beyond, there's risk in everything. I understand that. But Black Lake can wipe up your entire herd, grasshoppers, you know, insects, obviously, the weather. The risk is unbelievable. Mm. And they're spending their money on tickets and hats and jerseys and have for 100 years. And just they'd like to see a little bit reciprocated the other way. That's kind of where they're coming from is all. Like, we've supported you for 100 years. Support us. But the Riders now get it. That's the point. Maybe going into this A&W thing, they didn't. Oh, and by the way, tomorrow night is Pat's home opener presented by A&W.
There you go.
So we're going to go all through this tomorrow night at the Brand Center. All over again.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
And I will be eating a hamburger at the game. I'll be switching from my normal hot dog.
So will
tube
I.
Steak.
But it won't be tube steak.
Is there no beef in that hot dog?
Street meat.
Yeah. Lips and, well, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Belly buttons.
Yeah.
By the way, we will break. This is the warm-up segment. As you can see, we're having too much fun. But I will just lastly say this. Gotten to know Brett Wilson. You guys know Brett Wilson of Dragon's Den fame. done some events together. And I said to him, how do you deal with not necessarily just the haters, but just the critics and the backlash? Because if you ever follow his Twitter feed,
holds no punches.
Yeah. Super guy, by the way.
F-bomb Wilson.
Oh, yeah. I can never bring myself to swear on social media or on this show. I just can't do it. It's not in me. He don't care. And I said, how do you deal with the backlash? And he just goes, means they're listening to me. I love it. He goes, I'd have a bigger problem if they weren't bitching at all. Then they're not listening to me.
Yeah, fair enough.
So thanks for listening. We'll be back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Time is running out on the employee pricing of our 500 new vehicles in stock. Get up to 19 grand off new F-150s. The employee price on this Super Crew 4x4 is just $34,999 plus tax. Employee pricing on all new Ford Escapes means up to $7,500 off. And we have over 100 in stock. Plus, get up to 16 grand in savings on a brand new Super Duty. We have over 60 in stock. The countdown is on. Employee pricing at Capital Ford Lincoln. Offers end September 30th.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Thursday morning we go. Episode number 77. Sports update by Connor the intern. NHL preseason last night. 5 Canadian teams were in action. The Sens defeating the Leafs 4-3. Canadians defeated the Panthers 4-3 as well. The Jets down the Wild 4-1. And the Flames beat the Sharks 6-4 in the SJ. Last night, the Money Men from Melville, the Millionaires, defeated the Weyburn Red Wings 6-2. Blue Jays faced off against the Baltimore Orioles last night. Going into the ninth, the Jays were down 9-5, but rallied for a 6-run inning and eventually won 11-1. News this morning from the National Hockey League. Ottawa Senators have signed Thomas Chabot to an 8-year, $64 million deal. Morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. I'll be going there for lunch today with Sharky. You guys remember him?
Yeah. How's he doing? I haven't seen Sharky
Kelly
in a while.
And him tend to clash. They have differing opinions on most things. Show him.
Seething over
quick.
Here.
No, I'm not seething. It's just not,
you missed it.
Of all the people in the world that I would choose to spend my off hours with, Sharky wouldn't be one of them. Doesn't mean I can't stand them.
Oh, what episode are they going to go head to head in here?
Probably not.
I'm sorry, Kelly.
Oh, I don't care.
Why are we having so much fun today? What is this? Because Paul's here?
That's not a bad idea, this Murray guy. You could find a sponsor for something like that. That's
Murray Fisher, who clearly wasn't offended by my defending the beef industry, writes further in from Brandon. He says, hey, Rod, what are your thoughts of also bringing up big events that happened the year of your show number? For instance, show 89 could be in honor of The Kick. We do it for special numbers. On the 72nd edition of the show last Thursday, we brought up the 72 Dolphins, for instance. So in 1977,
72.
That we didn't talk about that, but probably should have. That's why we invite all audience participation here. Who is writing this? Anonymous texter says, my only beef with the beef industry is the prices. So expensive. Pork and chicken is the choice in my house. That's fair. But I'll say to this anonymous texter, you get what you pay for. And if you appreciate good beef, you'll buy it. You go to Mexico, don't order a steak. It's awful down there. We grow the best beef in the world right here. Speaking of, can you give me the Ian from Moose Jaw comment? He's from Sask Snow Beef and a sponsor of this program. I just want to get into this East Division power rankings. Do you want to do it now?
We can.
And then we'll move on to the football or whatever else.
I'm always game for that.
Ian from Moose Jaw has been pushing for this since like Monday, and he's a sponsor of the show. The East Division all rides on the pending return of Kirby Dock. If he's not back, it's up for grabs. That from Ian and Moose Jaw. The guys from the WHL Pats cast, the unofficial Regina Pats podcast, writing in, here are their East Division rankings from them. Not necessarily endorsed by yours truly. Saskatoon, Brandon, PA, Regina, Moose Jaw, Winnipeg. Very Winnipeg-ish with that prediction.
Wow.
And actually, okay, you guys go. I'm writing mine down.
You want to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
In order. Prince Albert, pardon me. Sorry. Let me start. Let me hit a reboot. Saskatoon, Prince Albert, Brandon, Moose Jaw, Regina, Winnipeg, Swift Current.
No Swift Current, buddy.
Pardon me.
Start all over.
No. They were at the bottom, so just keep the top six.
So you got Winnipeg at the bottom.
I got Winnipeg at the bottom. Wow. Although I'm flirting with moving the Pats in Winnipeg.
Yeah, so am I. The same way, except I have PA number one right now.
That's because they don't like you up there. Did I tell you that?
They don't like me in PA now, too? Who
no,
else doesn't
it's
like?
All
like,
over the place.
What's going on here?
You must have predicted that they didn't win the series or something.
No, I predicted them to win. Listen,
you just turned red. No, stop. I just want to explain this. On an earlier show in earlier August, you said the Saskatoon Blades are the team to beat. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Speaking of the hockey people, I said earlier, Ramps, and football people are no different. And if I knew gymnastics people, they'd probably be the same. But
yeah.
I'm sitting around a cabin at Emma Lake, middle August. Remember I told you that story? Because I was on the phone with the hockey guys were in the room, and I'm on my phone. They're like, "Right, put down your phone." Okay. And they said, "Tell that DuPont he doesn't know what he's talking about. The Blades aren't going to be number one. They're nowhere near as good as he thinks."
This year?
That's what they're saying. NPA. These are Raider fans. So you understand where it's coming from, right?
100%. That rivalry is dead. But what else do I got to do? Besides being right.
Give your opinion.
Yeah,
no.
It's hard to be humble.
It's hard. Like, do you want me to be wrong on purpose? Like, it's hard. Like, that's a tough spot to be
in. I opened the gate. I want you to go down that road.
I know you do. But
do it.
I just want to be like, I watched all the games. All of them.
I know. Talk about Moose Jaw. Say it.
I don't know that I want to go there.
You know what? They can't dislike you any more than they already do, so what do you have to lose?
Yeah, well,
that's the point.
Explain yourself.
Right?
The Moose Jaw Warriors despise Darren DuPont.
Apparently.
Hello. The Moose Jaw Warriors despise Darren DuPont because...
This is going to get on social media. I can't wait.
I'll take it over.
Yeah.
You take it away.
Go ahead. Tell the story.
DuPont had the audacity to predict that the Saskatoon Blades would sweep the Moose Jaw Warriors in round one of the playoffs last year, and you said a hard-fought sweep.
I really thought it would be a hard-fought series. The two teams played tight, but look it, the Blades were a little bit deeper. They were ready for this, and Moose Jaw was dealing with some tough injuries.
Steve from PA, whom I met at the Wheat Bowl last week, says we like Dupes just fine up here. So the guys I was talking with don't necessarily represent the entire region. But you tell the story a hella better than I do, so continue.
You want to go?
It's your story.
That's what I thought. I've watched every game between the Blades and the Warriors, and I like the Warriors. Tim Hunter and I have had a great relationship. I love sitting in his office for like 45 minutes.
You did.
Well, apparently had a great relationship. I still like the guy, right? But in the column, I had to ask, my opinion of the series. And I really thought it would be a hard-fought series and that the Blades had a chance, to win it, though, in four games just because they're a little bit deeper. And Moose Jaw's going up against some injuries. And
lots of injuries.
I mean, it was tough.
It would have been an easy one to say the Warriors are going to lose.
But they got enough young, good young players. They got a good coaching staff that they were going to be in every game. It was going to be really tight. And I got roasted for that in the comments, rightfully so. And I was kind of putting myself out there for sure that if this doesn't go right, the Blades haven't won anything in forever, whatever. And sure enough, the first game, I think it went to overtime. There's three or four one-goal games.
Right.
The Blades ended up winning in a sweep. Every game
Tim
was
Hunter
tight.
Told you.
Yeah, he wasn't happy. He
didn't
like,
drop an F-bomb on you?
No, he didn't drop an F-bomb, but...
He wasn't happy.
Of course not. And why would he be, right? I respect that he's not happy. He doesn't want anybody to think his team doesn't have a chance. But sure enough, they won every game. People thought it was crazy, and I was so contradictory that a hard-fought series and a sweep? How can it be tight and a sweep? Doesn't make sense. It's exactly how it played
out. So let me take a slightly different approach. If I'm Tim Hunter or Alan Miller, who I like, by the way. I mean, yeah. I
great guy. They're awesome to me.
Talk about Ann
great
Holt.
Guys,
I
definitely.
Put Al Miller in that same. Yep. I just love the guy. Okay. I really do.
Really
I mean,
good guy.
Who else loves Motley Crue more than me? Miller. But.
And Nikki Sixx.
If I'm a coach or a GM and people out there that follow this stuff and know what they're talking about are all already kind of making excuses for me losing. Look, these guys are too banged up to compete with a team that's like on the rise. The Blades, if I'm not mistaken, had maybe the best winning, even better than Pre-A, the last, you know, 6 weeks going into the playoffs. They were the hottest team, I believe, in the league. The Warriors are crippled with injuries. I want everybody to bet against me. Because if you lose... People say, well, nobody expected you to win anyway. What I wouldn't want is somebody to say, oh, no, Moose Jaw, if Moose Jaw doesn't win, I mean, there's something wrong with the team. Their coach must suck. If they can beat this Blades team, their coach should be fired. As a coach, I'd be going, stop! Stop!
Oh, I know.
Like, I would want everybody to pick me to lose. Because then if I do...
You're meeting expectations.
Nobody thought I was going to win anyway. Why would you be upset when somebody picks you to lose in a situation where you're crippled with injuries?
But here's the other thing, too. I mean, the Blades haven't won anything since 2013 when they hosted the Memorial Cup.
And even then,
they've gone through a lot. The crowds have dwindled. They've gone through the ownership. They haven't made the playoffs since that year. They need somebody in their corner. This team is actually pretty good, and you might want to get on board. And that's what I was doing. You know, it's good for the game. How many Saskatoon fans traveled to Moose Jaw because, you know, they believed that they had a shot to beat the Warriors?
And bought snow beef.
Bought tickets, bought beef, did all those things, supported
the
communities.
Went to the Mad Greek.
It was amazing in the buildings, right? And you created a little bit of that bad blood, and it was great for the product. And what do you know? By game six in the second round of the playoffs, there was 10,000 people in the SaskTel Center watching the Blades and PA Raiders. That's the point. You're trying to grow the game.
To make a long story short, DuPont predicted the Warriors to get swept. They did. And they're still pissed off that you picked them to get swept, even though they did. So they're not. Then they're still mad at them.
Oh, maybe there's more to the story.
No.
Did you do something else to them besides that?
Maybe. I don't know.
Not the way it was portrayed to me. I don't think he did anything else other than that.
Of course not.
So.
I never would.
As Nelson said, who's watching this morning, he disrespected us. Remember that rant? I have no time for that.
He disrespected.
But welcome, by the way, to picking a side. Welcome to what life's like when you pick a side.
I guess so.
Because you're never going to make everybody happy.
Life sucks over here.
Remember when I used to go on Sports Cage and say anything about the Pats that was like anything less than, you know, if I picked the Warriors to win, and I genuinely did think they were a better team, even though they're my team, but I genuinely thought, like back in 12 or whatever, that they were the better team. I used to get just hammered with cold shoulders around the Pats. It's like,
oh, of course.
For what? Because I happen to think that the team that finished way ahead of you in the standings is a better team? Shame on me.
They're all sports people. And by the way, we got Gary Lawless loaded up in the chute from Vegas. And I'm going to take a break. First, my Dub East Division predictions. Don't at me. There are some political reasons why I have voted where I have here.
Political reasons.
Listen. You could pour gas down my throat and light a match, and I won't pick the Regina Pats to be last place. I just won't do it.
Fair enough.
So Saskatoon 1, PA 2, Winnipeg 3, Regina 4.
You're nuts.
Moose Jaw 5, And since they hate me there anyways, Brandon 6.
I see it. I was like, you're really not picking the Wheat King? But it's, I get it.
Now
get
you understand. What do I got to lose? They hate me anyways, so you're going to be last, Brandon.
That's why you're picking them last.
Oh, and by the way, Brandon South is in Nevada. We're going to go there next. It's the Rod Peterson Show on a Thursday morning, episode number 77, rodpeterson.com and Facebook Live.
Just because you're out in the country, surrounded by fields of green, living sky sunrises and sunsets, shouldn't limit you from connecting to the world. Fast, reliable, and affordable internet for rural Saskatchewan. SaskTel Fusion from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Invite the whole world in. Sign up for SaskTel Fusion today for just $99.99, including basic install. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. The deep, rich taste and tender texture is the product of great genes and a specialized extra-aged feeding program. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, Little Red's Market Cafe in Mortlock, Saskatchewan, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the show, everybody, on this Thursday morning, episode number 77. Hey, where are the Dub fans at? We got them awake this morning.
Are they ever?
Opening night, by the way, tomorrow night.
I am... I'm going to need the Secret Service to escort me out of here today.
Again, welcome to the club.
Make your rankings. Stop whining.
No, no, we can't. We got to go to Vegas now. We will get to Darren DuPont's WHL East Division Power Rankings, but we're going to Vegas. Gary Lawless joining us from the Vegas Golden Knights. Good morning, Gary. How you doing?
You've got everybody but A&W sponsoring this show. Shouldn't A&W and their Beyond Beef Burger?
How do you start with? That's where you get to start with.
Only on the prairies. Oh, this is the writers are in trouble because they like A&W. That made me laugh. Anyway, and then you starting out with picking Kelly McCrimmon's Brandon Wheat King, sixth of the division. But that's awful, Rod. Come on. Before you started I have political reasons for my. So basically, he just said, okay, put your thumbs in your ears and don't listen to this because it's not real.
Please go tell Kelly, by the way.
Well, I'm going right from here. I'm going. His office is about 50 feet from here. I'm going in there in a minute, and I'm going to say, I'm going to call Dave Lowry, and I'm going to tell Krim that your buddy Rod, and I'll text Bobby Lowe, too. I'm going to get him into this one as well. Yeah, you're going to be walking. You're going to be walking for a couple nights from now. You'll be standing too close to the sideline. He's going to plow into you and say, the Wheaties are first.
By the way, Krim would be real shocked. But what we should talk about is, why don't you go tell Darren Millard and Mark Stone and everybody else, like, what the hell's going on in Vegas with this Wheat Kings thing down there?
Ryan Reeves, Cody Eakin, we got it. Well, Eakin didn't play for the Wheaties, but we've got Cody Glasses here, too. We've got a pretty good contingent. Was that a club? We've got a good contingent of Manitobans.
Yeah. Well, where do you want to listen? You don't talk much CFL probably down there. So let's talk about where we're at through 14 weeks, if you don't mind. And what's your take on the three down game?
Well, it's been amazing that the depth of quarterback this year. I think Mike Riley is the only quarterback in the CFL starting quarterback who hasn't missed significant time. And you'd think he'd be the guy that would have missed the most with that awful O line in BC. He's been bashed around pretty good, but it's been great to see all these. The second tier guys, Fajardo there in Regina, Vernon Adams out in Montreal, all of these guys have stepped forward and done a great job. But the guy in Winnipeg, his numbers aren't great, but he's won games, Strevler. So it's been and the guy in Calgary had a great run as well. And Calgary obviously looks to me like they're starting to pick up the pace. And for me, it's really simple. If anybody from the West get to the Grey Cup other than Calgary, they have to win the West regular season. You have to force Calgary to come to your place at the end of November, or you don't have a chance. If you got to go to Calgary and try and beat Bo Levi Mitchell at McMahon, I don't think you're going to win, or your chances of winning there are going to be very diminished. Winnipeg, they have a chance to hold on, but it's kind of odd how their schedule works. Like, they play Calgary the last two games of the regular season, and then they have the last 2 weeks of their regular season, and then they have a bye the last week. And if they clinch the West, they'd sit out the West semi, and then they'd have someone come to their place for the West final. Scheduled, I think Calgary might catch them is one thing, and the other thing, their schedule doesn't line up for that's too long time off, isn't it, Rod?
Oh yeah, far too long a time off for sure.
Yeah, that's crazy. Imagine if you had those 2 weeks off or 3 weeks off. Talk about the Bombers. I mean, that's one team that has a shot at the West for sure. And Andrew Harris comes back. How do you think he's going to come back after this? Do you think, it's just going to be business as usual, or how do you imagine the Andrew Harris thing shaking up?
He's going to come back angry. Like, I think if you look at the way the testing went, listen, I'm not going to be an apologist. I don't know if he did something or if he didn't do something, but he's got a pretty good case saying, I tested 1 week and there was nothing in my system, and I was tested a week later and it was a trace amount. Like, that doesn't add up to me. So I don't know, the way that testing breaks down, it suggests to me that it was a contaminated product. And if that's the case, I would expect him, and that's what he's said, so that's what he believes. I expect him to be an angry player. And also, he's had a couple of weeks off, and they went 1-1. Like, to me, it was perfect timing. Give him a little break in the middle of the season, rest those older legs. I think he comes back and is a dangerous player for them.
Kelly, let's switch over to hockey. What do you got for Gary in the NHL dub or what have you?
Well, the first thing, every time I think about, Vegas and the hockey scene there, I just can't help but think of the euphoria that community feels. I was down there while they were playing a couple of years ago, and I was walking around New York and MGM Grand and these casinos, and there was so many jerseys of the visiting team, so many Vegas jerseys. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It was like being in Canada where people are so passionate and fired up. Could anybody in a million years have thought 3-4 years ago when they announced hockey was coming to Vegas that it would reach that level of euphoria? Is that possible?
Yeah, listen, certainly not me. And I took I took a chance and left the job with TSN in Canada that was going really well to come here and join this organization. mostly because of the people that were here. I believed in the people, and I thought it had a really good chance. But to this extent, you know, it's been amazing. It's like it's just like when I used to go to the grocery store in Winnipeg, the Safeway. When you go to the Albertsons here or the Trader Joe's, it's the same thing. People are rolling up and saying, "Hey, who's going to start in net? Is Marchessault going to have 80 points?" And people are asking lots of questions. And I went to the golf course where my family were members. I went there last year during the playoffs after we were out. And hockey, first of all, hockey was still on in the clubhouse. And second of all, these two guys, they'd been overserved a little bit, I think, but they were having an argument about the hand pass in the St. Louis game. And they didn't know what they were talking about, but they were completely engaged in this argument, and they were emotional and passionate about it. And to me, I thought like that, to me, was like the best signal that we're not playing. Vegas isn't playing. And these guys are still standing up in the bar, watching the game and screaming at each other about a call that the referee made. That to me was a real sign that hockey had taken root in Vegas.
We have a question from our producer, Clark Monroe, a Dub alum. He says, Mark Stone's impact was up and down with the team when he was acquired. How is he going to fit in this season, and who do you think he'll play with?
Well, it wasn't up and down. He was fantastic. They won six straight when he arrived, and 10 of their first 11 after he got here. And Max Pacioretty's production skyrocketed after the arrival of Stone. And just to me, I think that him being here for a full year, listen, we got to watch him up close. He's way better than anyone gives him credit for. He is a top, from my perspective, he is a top three winger in the National Hockey League, one of the very best. And it's not just point production. It's everything else he does. He's great in his own zone. They didn't even use him on the PK last year, and he's fantastic at that. His hockey IQ, he's a savant. He is one of the smartest players in the National Hockey League. And just having Vegas for a full season, it just going to take really pushes the team to another level. And the fact that they got him for as long as they did at only $9 million, when you look around at what other people are signing for, another bargain for George McPhee.
Last one for you, Gary. Very closely following the Raiders Oakland to Vegas situation. You and I have chatted about that in the past. They're coming, obviously. What's the take in your town?
Well, the stadium is starting to really, you drive by it, and it's really starting to shape. And all the local media are, you know, the newspaper here has already assigned a beat guy. The TV guys are going on the road. They were up in Winnipeg for the preseason debacle. So, it's going to be very exciting here to see that team arrive, and it's just going to add to the sports scene in Vegas. It's we're going to be good partners. They're going to be good partners, and it's Vegas has become one of the best sports cities in the world. It used to be a great fight town. Well, now, you know, you can go watch an NFL game. You can go watch an NHL game. It has become really, you know, one of the part of the epicenter of sports in the world. And it's just it's great for us, and it's great for the city of Vegas.
Okay, getting back to the debacle, I have to talk about this because I'm fascinated by the whole thing. Yeah. So what feedback did you get? I mean, you have relationships with people with the football team and all that. When they come back to Oakland and the Raiders organization, like, are people just putting their heads in their hands going, what were we thinking when we allowed this to happen? Or, like, what was the fallout from it from their perspective?
Well, I think that, you know, they're not in control of the pricing. So, first of all, the ticket prices were insane from the first moment. Like, people aren't stupid. They know what happens in an NFL preseason game. Nobody plays. So, it's, to try and charge the money that the promoter was trying to charge was, to me, ludicrous. And then, you know, the NFL, they were there that week. They walked the field. They saw what, you know, they dictated the solution for making the field shorter, and they blew it. And the Raiders had, to be clear, the Raiders had no issue with the field. They were fine to play on it. They got one look at it, and I think rightfully so, for the safety of their players. They're like, well, we're not going to play on that. So they shortened it, and it looked a little strange. But for me, it gets my second hometown third hometown, Winnipeg. You know, it gets dropped all the time on the news here in the U.S. now. So for me, it's kind of it's been a fun little thing.
Hey, lastly, we have a question from the boys from the Pats podcast. How has Jake Lecicin looked in camp?
Hey, Jake made a great pass the other night, and it was pretty cool. We were in Denver, and I think Curtis works for the Avalanche now, so as a scout. So he was in Denver at the game, and I got to see him and Jake having a little chat. And Shane Knighty, our TV analyst, he played with Curtis, so there was a lot of people were kind of Kelly McCrimmon. A lot of people were around Curtis after the game, and it was kind of fun. But Jake got the puck behind the net and found a streak Nick Waugh and hit him right on the tape, and Waugh was able to bury it. So good performance from Jake, and I think we might see Jake again in the preseason. That's what those young guys want. They want to fight for another game. I think he's going to get another game.
Gary, thanks for the visit. As always, my man, appreciate your support down there, and I can't wait to get down there this winter to catch up and catch a game or two.
You're allowed in Vegas. You can't go to Brandon anymore. You were never allowed back in Winnipeg. So you can go to Glendale. That's suitable for you, Rod. But sorry, you're not allowed anymore. Lots of hard off bounds to Rod Peterson.
Send my love to Kelly.
All right.
Gary Lawless from Vegas this morning on the Rod Peterson Show. I don't think we got to take a break up to the top of the hour, do we? Clark, I think we can keep rolling. So.
Do they have A&W in Vegas? I don't think so.
Like I couldn't keep a straight face.
No, that was funny.
You got stuff. Every advertiser there but A&W. That's some funny stuff. Can you get on that, Tyler? Let's see if A&W wants to sponsor this show. Yeah, half past never.
That'll go over well.
Yeah, no kidding. Although they are bringing you the Pats home opener tomorrow night. Well, obviously, you'll be there, Rems.
Oh, of course. I'm going to the home and home. It's Pats Warriors home and home, baby. Woohoo!
Didn't get much better.
No. I love it because it's how many years has it been since the Pats and Warriors started the season with the home and home? I mean, maybe it did happen a couple year, two or three years ago, but I mean, I
should
think
be every year.
Over the last 20 years, it might be two or three times. I love it. I think that's the way to kick off the season.
And by the way, what's great about Winnipeg being back in the dub, and I don't like to see the small market teams contract or move. I love Cranbrook. I got family there. I love going to Cranbrook every time we did. But that's their problem. I'm reading the Winnipeg paper this morning. Big story on the ice. And Peyton Krebs back from first round pick of the Knights. And the kid Savoy is going to play. They say 20 to 40 games they expect. They got a great goalie in Dean McNabb. This is in the Winnipeg Free Press.
Amazing.
This is great for the dub. Awesome. And if they open up Friday night against the Brandon Wheat Kings, they would never have been writing about the dub before that.
But this is a dream for the Wheat Kings because they've always kind of been in that limbo where they don't really have a strong rival. You know, and so because of that, the Pats were, and I hate to say things like this, but it's true. The Pats were very often forced to have an open with the Brandon Wheat Kings for a home and home to start the year for how many years? Because Kelly carried a lot of stroke around there. And it's like, well, this is the closest thing we have to a rivalry. So, you know, so now the Warriors are playing in Swift or the, you know, but now it's perfect because now you got all these natural rivalries. You got Winnipeg and Brandon is going to be a rivalry. Then you got Moose Jaw Regina. You got PA and Saskatoon.
Swift Current and Medicine Hat.
Swift Current and Medicine Hat. Right? Swift Current Medicine Hat. Then all the Alberta teams, like Red Deer's a rival, natural rivalry with both Edmonton and Calgary.
Yeah.
Lethbridge and Calgary, perfect rivalry. It's just the right time for this, I think.
Yes, and it is, and it's the right time in the evolution of the two teams. Brandon, I really think is going to be kind of like Saskatoon was last year. They're going to be really good. They're just on the climb. It's next year and the year after when Brandon's going to compete. But Winnipeg's climbing too with the Krebs kid and the Savoy. So having them come into the league with a new rival now like Brandon, and they're going to be really competitive with each other, that should stoke that thing up really quick.
Just ahead of some comments on Patrick Laine's comments, and a reminder to our viewers, next hour we'll be going deep on CFL talk when Rob Vanstone joins us at the Leader Post and Rider Hall of Famer Dan Rashevich. Just ahead of all that, I do want to send a shout out to Perkin Taps. I have to.
Do you have a
coffee house?
A personal thing of treats is right there? Like you just
no,
snuck a whole box of treats?
No, I brought the box up here because they bring coffee and the best treats every day.
Oh, yeah.
To the point where now our co-hosts are expecting it, which is a little too much. But they always write a joke on the box. And I was going to remind, I had to bring the box out to remind myself what the joke was today. Kelly, why do seagulls fly over the sea? Because if they flew over the bay, they'd be bagels. Ba-dum-bum. Yesterday, it was, why did the ghost take the elevator? To lift his spirits.
Oh, God. Hey, what do you call a Smurf with acne? Papa Zit.
Oh, my God. So, Perk and Taps. We'll be there this weekend. 4000 James Hill Road, right, Tyler? Ew, boy.
I made that one up in high school.
Can you get the Fred Flintstone? Ew, boy.
Working on it.
Oh, boy. I remember that.
I got to stop eating at these cheap restaurants.
What do they need a fire department for? The whole town's made of rock. Remember that one?
No, all I got is... Oh.
Stop. You can't find the Fred Flintstone. No. I've tried.
I tried.
You can't find it. Ooh, boy. We'll have to do it ourselves. Patrick Laine's comments. We touched on this yesterday. The question came from Jamie Neugebauer here, Noogsy, the voice of the Notre Dame Hounds. We talked about it yesterday. And actually, I was watching the Jets game last night where Sir Orleski talked about this. Is there a chance that Laine's comments were... lost in translation. I would hope for Laine's sake that they are, because he said it in Finnish in a Finnish newspaper. Every team has a top line, and then there's our line.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. I mean, I see Bob Irving on Twitter, the voice of the Winnipeg sportscasting legend, who said, this kid's always been refreshing with his candor. Right now, he needs to zip it. Said Bob. Maybe he just doesn't want to be in Winnipeg. And I'm not going to sit here and pick on Winnipeg because they're going through some tough times with their football team and now their hockey team. I had it written down here to see if the window has closed. Not is it closing, has it closed for the Winnipeg Jets? You get to a conference final against Vegas. And then last year you lose in five to St. Louis. And then you lose Tyler Myers and Jacob Trouba. And Buff doesn't even know if he wants to return. Laine doesn't know if he wants to return.
Yeah.
And yeah, but you know what? Quit being a part-timer. Show up to play every single game, and maybe you would be on the first line. But when they don't trust them because they don't know which line A is going to show up, how do you just see? Here we go again. Entitlement for these guys, these stars.
Yeah.
They just get used to it.
Well, it's getting to be too much. Guys are getting paid $10 million a year now that haven't accomplished anything. They haven't won anything.
Mitch Marner, I just read an article on him. Hasn't scored 30 goals yet. Where did I read this? And look, he's getting $11 million
a year. No, but he's been leading the team in points, and he's been doing other things.
Do you think he's worth $11 million a year?
By today's NHL, probably,
yeah. The Minnesota Vikings paid a quarterback that hadn't done anything in his career, $90 million over 3 years, I think it was, on speculation that he might be good. When I saw that, I thought to myself, oh, my God, is this where we're at now? And then you start seeing these, who's the guy from Arizona? I never even heard of the guy before.
The quarterback?
No, sorry, from the Phoenix Coyotes.
Clayton Keller.
Oh, geez, what was that, $6 or $7 million?
Oh, ridiculous. He hadn't done anything
like,
either.
Come on. Like,
good agents. They got good agents. Yeah, you can sell the players.
I don't blame
But that's
that.
The way it's going. And then, you know, I wonder if we're going to see the NBA bleed over into NHL with the load management. Now you're going to work these deals in, and are we going to see, hey, you know, it's $11 million and he can't play more than 70 games in a year. You got to manage his load. We can't have him tired. Can't have him overworked. So he can get $11 million, but only for 70 games. I wonder at what point do we get to that level?
Oh, it's coming.
You know, I wonder if it
Charleston is. Charleston Hughes didn't play on the weekend for load management. Really?
Yeah.
And that's Charleston's old school. I'm not saying he's obviously soft. I think he needed the rest. He's old.
Yeah.
These guys aren't old that you're talking about. And, yeah, I got a problem. But we all got a problem with it. And the question is when it's not going to change.
No.
It's not changing until the fans say we're not putting up with it anymore. Rob Vanstone has entered the building. And we'll be talking Jets. You don't get a chance to talk Jets as much as you'd like, RV. But this is the way it's going. And I will be honest. this maybe probably will all come out in my book when I write it one day. But I saw near the tail end of my 17 years in the Western Hockey League, the entitlement coming up through junior. I saw players have an FUs on the bus with the coach. And I'm like, where is this going? Guys that you know, obviously.
Yeah,
and I'm like, you know what? I'm getting sick about this. And I just knew, because of human nature and society, this is going to filter its way into the pros.
Do you want to know?
And that's exactly what's happened.
I was talking to Labardius about this the other day. So here was my moment where I knew it's done. This is okay. So Steve Young, who was coaching Moose Jaw at the time, told me that now when you bench a player, he's a healthy scratch. It's expected now that you better phone the agent and make sure that the agent's okay with this, and you got to smooth it over with him. And make, because, you know, God forbid that you get the agent mad at you, because now you'll never be endorsed and there won't be another player that he'll ever want to bring to your organization ever again.
So screwed up.
When the tail starts to wag the dog to the level where if you're a coach and you want to discipline a player for whatever reason, it could be an off-ice issue, whatever, you got to pick up the phone and phone the agent now and make sure that he understands you're walking on eggshells all the time, that they don't get mad at you because they may never want another player to play for your organization ever again.
Because you had the nerve.
The nerve to make him accountable.
It's business, and it's not sports. It's going away from being sports. And with the unions being involved and the players having a union and all those types of things, it's now something that can be grieved. You know, you want to send me home from work for the day, and there's got to be a reason. You want to discipline me at work. Is it justified? Can I argue it? You know what I mean? It's no longer just being on a sports team, and that's a little bit scary.
Yes, and I will just say before we go for hour one, I saw on a message board, somebody said, it's like Rod doesn't want to be affiliated with a sports team anymore based by my actions on this show. And I'm like, tell him what he's won, Bob. No, I don't. This is where it's at. Doing a talk show every day, talking about this stuff and saying whatever the hell we damn well please. That is what this business is missing. I want to do it for 20 years. If you guys will have me.
That's it.
It's the greatest thing ever.
And you got Vanstone.
We got Robert Vanstone.
He's never cared. One thing I've always loved about Rob, he's never cared about having to write the... I'm actually being really serious. It can't be easy to write a scathing article about a coach or something and then march your butt in there the next day and walk right up to him and, how you doing, coach? Like, knowing that you're probably going to get a blast.
Well,
speaking of the Flintstones, but he never stopped him from doing it.
Well, ask him about that. And by the way, Sean writes in today and says, lots of Jets talk. Who will be the fan home team at the Classic in a month? Flames-Jets meeting here at Mosaic Stadium on October the 26th. We'll talk to RV about that and more next hour. Thanks, Remps. Appreciate it.
There's a guy who needs to be straightened out, this Eric guy.
Go ahead and read it. Just say it.
I normally can't stand Rempel, but today he's killing it. Agreed with everything you said.
Take that as a compliment.
Thanks for your endorsement, Eric.
You know what, Kelly? Everybody hates you, but I like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
here's one that you laid on a guy one time. You know, the more I get to know you, the more I'm starting to like you.
Did I say that?
Yes.
Who was it to?
I think it might have been Jamont. Way back in the day.
The more I get to that, I might start to like.
The more I'm starting to like
you. I said that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't doubt it.
Great.
We're not surprised.
Okay, thanks, Rems. Hour two coming up of episode 77. Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Canada White.
worldwide clearance at Capital GMC pre-owned means clearance prices on every used vehicle in stock. That means special discounted prices on over 200 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Right now, we have over 40 Jeeps to choose from. Save thousands on this fully loaded, certified pre-owned 2018 Grand Cherokee Limited 4x4. It's only $36,915 plus tax. And this loaded, certified pre-owned Compass Limited 4x4 has a clearance price of only $26,998 plus tax. Canada-wide clearance at Capital GMC in Regina.
One of the things that I'm also running into lately is people who have been declined for marijuana use in the past.
Brian Baker with youareinsurable.ca.
Insurers will decline you for more than just your health. They'll decline you for your lifestyle. And in the past, any type of marijuana use over 2 grams a week is going to send red flags up to traditional insurers, because for those people who are suffering from chronic pain, other illnesses such as Crohn's colitis or depression for that matter, that have used marijuana as a treatment, they're probably using more than a couple of grams a week. Now we have legalized marijuana in the country, but don't expect the traditional insurers to have made that change to their underwriting policy. But I do have an insurer that will take care of the client.
If you've been declined due to cannabis, you are still insurable. Don't wait. Talk to Brian today. Brian specializes in finding critical illness, life, and disability insurance for hard-to-insure people just like you. Book your no-cost, confidential, risk-free consultation at youareinsurable.ca.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.